When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's been a minute since we recorded.
It's been longer than a minute, but yeah, let's not nitpick. I like your hair.
You like, well, thanks. It's sort of, you know, it's of the moment. You know, I got the very short sides, the longer top, and, you know, it's a haircut commonly associated with fascists. And so I feel like it's of the moment.
It is of the moment. Listen, look, you know, what's happening in Italy, let's address, because
if you're tuning into this podcast is because you want our take on Italian politics, and we're going to give it to you.
You want our world takes, and so it's not just about Italy. You know, do we have to talk about Canberra? We will. Like, we name a spot, we'll talk about it. Just don't talk too much because I'm half baked, guys.
I'm half baked. I barely got down the slope to get here today.
Come on, guys, I could barely get to work today. Are we hiking or not hiking? Come on, guys, for real. No, but so Italy, so it's, our hot take is this. Sure, the government is going to be a coalition, and that coalition will be dominated by fascists who have their roots in the augurs of Benito Mussolini.
Sure.
But look, there are 22 fascists.
Yeah.
Like, not number, but it's 2022. Like, it's lowercase fascist.
It's lowercase f. The fascists. This isn't your grandfather's fascists anymore.
No, sir.
These aren't. No, sir. This isn't Mussolini standing with his arms crossed doing the whole thing. This is a nice looking lady who's a fascist.
Exactly right. Leading a group of fascists. And there, are we fascists? We're fascists, but they're also, we're fascists, but we'll work with you.
We're the fun fascists.
Yeah. You don't see any capital F's here.
No.
We're a small F. We're like, hey, listen, we have kids too. We have birthday parties just like you.
We're just like you guys, if you guys are also fascists.
If you guys are like us, we're just like you.
I think it's going to be fine.
If you're not like us, do we want to make do with you? Do we want to have you thrown aside? Is, like, should we kill you? I don't know. Like,
can we table
it? We haven't gotten that far.
Look,
we just got elected. Give us a moment,
Tom. You and I on this podcast, every now and again, there's a discussion about whether or not the people are viewers or not. We don't know. We set that aside. We put a pin in it. That's what they're doing over there in Italy. They, like what are we going to do with the people who don't agree with us? Can you give us a second?
I need to get some curtains set up. These old curtains seem like there's something that my grandmother had up there. No offense to my grandmother, but I'd like to set some curtains before I set the death-mongering agenda. Is that okay with you? It's not even noon yet.
I haven't even had my antipasti yet. Can we just relax?
Can we give the fascist Italians a break, please?
Everybody's jumping down their throat just for being fascists. My God. If we got upset every time a former Axis power elected a fascist, where would we be?
Right. Exactly right. If a former Axis power elected a fascist government, and every time we flew off the handle, where would we be?
We're going to get Ben out of shape. Every single time one of the three Axis powers elects a fascist to office, come on, don't we have better ways to spend our time?
That's if one of the three Axis powers elects a fascist government and we're not chill with it, we're probably hurting ourselves a little bit.
We're going to be running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We got snacks to raid.
Yeah. Jeez. We got snacks to raid. We got, you know, I had to cut the grass.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
We got TV to binge watch. We got all kinds of stuff to do.
The grass doesn't stop growing when of the three Axis powers elects a fascist government.
No.
It doesn't. It doesn't stop growing.
No.
It's not like, oh, hang on a second. You elected the woman fascist to lead Italy? Oh, stop growing. I'm grass.
No.
Oh, stop
for a minute. It's not the way the world... Grow up. If that's the way you think the world works...
Yeah, grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up. If you think grass starts growing when they elect a fascist government or one of the three Axis powers, then you got to grow up.
grass is going to do what grass is going to do, guys.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's going to grow. And
it's going to grow. That's what grass do. That's what grass do.
Ugh. So frustrating to me. Every time you turn on CNN, it's fascist this, fascist that. Well, how about talking about the grass for a second and how nobody's mowing the grass because everybody's worried about the fascists.
Yeah. So the grass is, meanwhile, that grass is getting to a level. If you're sitting over there all concerned about one of the three Axis powers electing a fascist government, and you don't tend to your grass for 2 weeks, suddenly it's like, it's not an easy cut, right? It gets that extra long, and then suddenly it's like, wait, is it scythe time
right,
now?
It's gumming up the blades.
I gotta call somebody in? Is this gonna plug up my mower? All because you were looking over at Europe. And the troublesome, awful things that they're doing. Here's another thing about viewers. I'm hoping they are viewers. We don't know they are. We gotta table it. But if they are viewers, they can see your haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And their day is made better.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. And again, it's just homage. It's just a congratulatory haircut to our amici in Italia.
Sì.
Buonasera.
Sì, es bueno.
Molto bene.
They got one of them cities over there, Michael.
Oh, they probably got more than one.
No, they got one that's built on water, I heard.
Oh, okay.
So the Italians, you know, they got some inventiveness going for them. They got a city built on water. You know, they got a tower.
Mm-hmm.
They only got some Alps.
Sure.
You always forget. Like, they're like, we got Alps too, guys.
Oh, yeah. Switzerland is sort of like, we're the Alps country. We're kind of king of the Alps over here.
Yeah, and France weighs in too a little bit.
They're like, bon. Yeah, France will be like, well, don't forget about our Alps too because they're pretty cool.
We have that too. Have you heard of Chamonix? We have had the Olympics.
But Italy.
Italy
has has great Alps, but they don't say dick about it because they have so much other cool shit.
Yeah. They're like, come to Portofino. Mm-hmm. Come to Sancterre. They're like, yeah, that's great. And everyone's like, what about Alps? We have Alps also.
We also have some Alps, but have you had the pizza in Napoli? It's a very good pizza.
But it's not the same as the pizza that you have back in New York. It's a different pizza.
It's a different pizza.
You call it a pizza pie, but you have all the tomato. No, here is a different pizza. Also, we have Alps. They get short shift with you.
Yeah, because they don't need to hang their hat on it. Switzerland needs to hang their hat on the Alps. What do we? We're Switzerland. We have cuckoo clock and we have mountains. We have nothing else.
We also are Switzerland, and we turn a blind eye to fascism because that's what we do. We're Switzerland, but also really rich. We'll keep your money for you.
We hide your money.
Yeah, we'll keep your money in the bank, super secure. Let me see your eyeball and your fingertip. Come on in. Fascism, I don't know too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about Switzerland, but they got a lake there. It's famous.
Oh, sure. They probably got more than one lake. That's the thing about these countries. They got more than one city. They got more than one lake. And they're electing fascists. Who can explain it? I can't.
Well, we're trying to here on Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Which is a podcast, the number one rated podcast for Snackology,
mm-hmm.
with my good friend, Magali
and
Black.
And my good friend,
Hey,
oh.
Hey, so sometimes we do things, and that's nice for us to do those things.
I love it.
Other times we do other things, and that's also nice.
Terrific.
We'll do a bunch of different things. Today was interesting to me because back in the day, we were over yonder on Hudson, we're at Comedy Central, mm-hmm. and we were doing our first podcast, mm-hmm. Cheetos.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, let's do these because it was one of my favorite snacks, kind of this crunchy Cheetos thing. Mm-hmm. And then like cut to, I don't even know how many years it's been. 2, 3?
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know. We'll leave that up to the viewers. And again, I don't know if the viewers to decide. But it's been a minute. And then I had this freaking brainstorm magic. I was like, do the people who make those Cheetos make any other products? That was my thing.
Yep. And you asked me the question, but I thought it was weird because you wrote it down and you sent it to me.
Yeah.
Through mail.
Yeah, mail.
And well, I thought he must be worried about electronic eavesdropping or something because this is the kind of secure communication that you only do when you've got yourself a brainstorm.
Because nowadays, you know, you got everyone and your uncle mm-hmm. who's like, oh yeah, your communication is viewed by Italy and other
countries.
Well,
my uncle works for the NSA, so he's probably mm-hmm. not the best example. Or maybe he is the best example.
Well, maybe he, exactly right. Maybe he's the best example because he can say, hey, listen, you want something secure? Send it by mail.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me. Mm-hmm. You know, that stuck with me. Back in the day, you sent everything by mail.
Sure. Well, before that, you'd send a messenger. You'd just send a fella.
Yeah. Well, this is an aside, but one of the things that I like is trucks. Like, we've got the internet, and you can, like, talk to someone or yonder in Japan right now, should you wish. You can just, like, log on, communicate. It's not going like this, like it used to back in the day. Right? You can just do it. But still, trains and trucks. We still need trains and trucks and boats. We're moving stuff. We're moving product. You got to send something in a mail, right? You still got a guy in a truck driving down the lonesome highway. We can do things in split seconds all around the world, right? We can gather in a group of 1,000 mm-hmm. by sitting at our desk and everyone can be together. But we still got the trucks on the highway.
That's right.
And the trains lugging cars and the boats with a massive amount of container mm-hmm. ships. Just as always done.
Well, we haven't figured out teleportation quite yet, but I feel like we're getting there.
Do you?
Oh, we're so close. We're so close. We're 6 months out from teleportation.
Is that what they say? That's what they say. 6 months for teleportation.
That's what I'm hearing. 6 months.
What do you think? What will they start with?
Oh,
like teleported. They won't just be a human, right? What will they send along? Alexander Graham Bell, do you think? What will be the...
Oh, I don't know. Probably a goat, something like that.
A goat?
Yeah.
They teleport a goat.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they start if teleportation is going to, like, solve sort of the truck, boat,
How do you ship goats? Same thing.
I normally wrap them in, like, bubble wrap.
Yeah, but they got to go in a truck.
I inject them with the sleeper thing.
Sure, but they got...
Knock them out.
Yeah, they still...
12 hours.
They got to go in a truck.
Put them on a truck.
Yeah.
But wouldn't we be better teleporting like a package rather than an actual living thing just to see if it works?
Well, I think you want to start with a splash, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. So like a chimpanzee or a dog in space or a goat.
Or a goat. Yeah. Space has the chimp, right? And and the dog. Teleportation. Yeah, you gotta go a little bit different, a little off kilter. Goat. Because it can't be so big, you know, that you're gonna gum up the works. You can't do like a giraffe or something. You're gonna need a whole bigger teleportation thing. Goat.
And say it's say a giraffe shows up at the place and they're not prepared for giraffe. That's a good joke for the people who are sending it, for sure.
Exactly right. Then you find yourself you're just screwed. You know, you teleport a giraffe. You know, the room could be big, but maybe the ceiling's not high enough. Suddenly, you got a giraffe cut off at the neck.
Yeah.
You got a decapitated giraffe.
Yeah, yeah. And then suddenly that's not a
good. That's not good PR. So what I'm saying is, you get yourself a goat. Goat is a good-sized animal, you know? It's like a medium-sized animal. It's not too big, not too small. They're kind of cute. They got a friendly disposition. You throw it in the box, you flip the switch. On the other side of the world, hey, a goat shows up, everybody's happy.
And you know what else is funny is when the goat shows up, if you're counting on the goat doing a bleat, and then everybody laughs, and you can freeze frame that laugh. Like, it shows up, and then
it looks around for a second. Oh, man.
There's your picture.
Oh, that's going to be a good day.
Yeah, a bleat. Like, a lot of animals can't bleat, and the goat's like, hey, what the fuck? Right. That's kind of what the goat's saying.
I was just in Jersey.
I was just over in Jersey. What the fuck? Freeze frame.
Perfect.
That's good stuff. Perfect. Yeah, it's good. You're right. A goat's a good... I'm glad to hear that they're on that. I'm glad to hear we're 6 months out. I'm looking forward
about
to that picture.
6 months out. I mean, is it going to be exactly 6 months? It could be 8 months. But yeah, we're 6 to 8 months, I would say.
That's what the science is telling us now. Okay, that's... Well, I'm pleased to hear that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's not going to be so good for the truckers.
Pleased? No, trucker union is not pleased.
No.
No, sir.
No, but, you know, you can't stop progress.
No, you cannot stop progress. Well,
you sent me.
You just elect a fascist government and you can stop progress.
Well, it's a different kind
There's
of progress.
There's ways to stop progress.
You're progressing the fascist movement. That's progress.
I suppose you're right.
You got to look on the bright side of these things. You know?
Yeah, I think you're right. You got to look on the bright side of fascism. Because otherwise, you focus on all the negative stuff.
Yeah. You focus on the war stuff and all that. Well,
where does that get you?
Nowhere. Nowhere except sitting in your room, watching the news instead of out there cutting the grass. The grass needs to be cut.
That grass is not going to cut itself.
Not likely.
Never once has grass gone, go ahead with your politics, I'll cut myself.
Yeah, I'll tell you who's great at cutting grass.
Tell me.
Goats.
Oh, yeah.
Goats love to cut grass.
Yeah. I see a solution to all of this.
Yep.
Who freaking knew that goats would be as important?
That's the thing.
As they become.
Goats are to the animal kingdom what Italy is to the Alps. They don't toot their own horn enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Goats have a lot going for them. Goat milk, goat cheese. They cut grass. Yeah, yeah. They make, you can make stuff out of goat fur.
Yeah. Sure-footed.
Oh, God. And like you said, the bleat is hilarious.
they have one of the most pathetic calls of any organism on the planet. It's so funny.
God's Shut perfect up, animal for
Chuck.
The goat.
Like, it's great.
The goat is the goat.
Yeah, the goat is the goat.
All right, we'll be right back with ratings and more. Oh, man. All right.
Hey, what do you got there? I hear some.
Well, because you sent me the letter. Does Cheetos make any other products? I opened the letter in a skiff, by the way. Yeah, but I opened it in a skiff, secure room. And you said, does Cheetos make any other product? I immediately wrote you back. I put my wax stamp on it so nobody would tamper with it. Sent it back to you. Mm-hmm. And it said, you bet they do. They make Cheetos Puffs.
Cheetos Puffs. Puffs. Cheetos Puffs. Cheetos Puffs. Puffs in the mail. Puffs in the mail all day. Puffs in the mail. Puffs in the mail. Puffs in the mail all day. Cheetos Puffs.
Cheetos Puffs. I've always hated this Chester Cheetah character. I've always hated it. It just feels it's just over the top. It's obnoxious. Yeah. It's way too cartoonish. It just has rubbed me the wrong way from the moment it made its debut. I couldn't even tell you when. Hate this character. Now, is that going to affect? And Chester Cheeto, Chester, whatever the fuck his name is, all over the front of the Cheetos Puffs bag. Just it's mostly cheetah.
Yeah. The thing is, I've always felt like, come on, the sunglasses, A. B, it's like, this guy, there's a deep dive here, spends a lot of his time, even on the cover, he's eating all these Cheeto Puffs. Pretty slim, though.
Yeah.
So what's going on there?
Well, he's got the high top sneakers, so he's getting his steps in. But at the same time, it just feels like calm down about the Cheetos.
Yeah.
I don't like these mascots that all they want to do is eat the product. Like, just be a little more well rounded. Like Tony Tiger.
Yeah, he's out there trumpeting.
You feel like Tony will eat Frosted Flakes, like loves Frosted Flakes, but you think at the end of the day he's also going to sit down and, you know, have a piece of chicken and some vegetables.
Yeah, he'll probably eat a hearty meal. Like, he's got a job and he understands his job, and that's to trumpet the product, and he wants you to enjoy it rather than Cheetah over here who's just enjoying it himself.
Right. It's a selfish, narcissistic attitude. Yeah. That, you know, it's just infecting the world. That's how we get these governments. Just this. He's got his mouth open. You know, basically what's happening is he's eating your puffs. The puffs on the bag, presumably, are the puffs that you're going to be buying, bringing them home. And then you got this fucking asshole, his mouth wide open, just deep throating these puffs. And you just want to be like, dude, calm down.
Calm down. Yeah, calm down. You know? Yeah, you're exactly right. And then
sunglasses don't even make sense. Look at the sunglasses.
Yeah.
One of the sunglasses is going over the bridge of his nose, right? But then the other lens just is...
Where is the other lens?
Oh, I see. What I thought was the lens is his nose.
Yeah, but it's just... the nose is the exact same color as the lens. It's reflective.
He's got a shiny, reflective nose.
And then and the nose looks like the lens. It's unclear.
I hate
the art department has muffed that up. Look, this four-fingered cheetah is like eating our product, and then he's playing with a cell phone on the back of the package, which I dislike strongly. It's just all too much.
It's too much. No, it's not going to affect my rating, but it's putting me in a bad state of mind to even open the puffs.
Yeah, you're starting in a hole. You're starting in a hole that you don't like. I just noticed his tails cap, too. I don't know what that is. There's just a whole bunch going on. I don't like those shoes either. No. They're kind of like this European...
They're kind of like Yeezys or something. Shoes.
Yeah.
He's wearing Yeezys.
A little bit. Yeah.
And that's not right.
It isn't right.
I will say, one thing I do like about it is the bag. Yep. Really, the only words on the bag are Cheetos Puffs. They're not.
Sure.
I like that. Not too much verbiage. I don't like when there's too much of a story. You know, they're telling me, oh, it's a brand new bag and the same great flavor. Fuck you. Just tell me what's in it.
Yeah. He just wants to know what's in it, folks. Like, he's aggressive, but really, Magic just wants to know what's in it.
I just want to know. And then the back of the bag, same thing. Like, I'm not getting the whole story. Like, yes, there's an annoying Chester Cheetah thing, but it's basically Cheetos. And then it says connect with Chester Cheetah, and then it lists his socials. And they can fuck right off with that. I'm not going to follow Chester Cheetah on Twitter. I can guarantee you I'm not going to do that. In fact, let me just see how many followers Chester Cheetah has. It's going to be an annoying number, I know. I'm going to be pissed if it's a number greater than zero. 128,000 followers.
Right. How many of those are bought?
I don't know, but just fuck you.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that. on both sides. Don't have a Twitter account. And then if you have a Twitter, don't fucking follow Chester Cheetah.
Yeah. But who really is? That's the whole thing to wonder whether anybody really is. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just...
Yeah, I don't know. Could be nobody.
I just wonder if anybody
really
is. Well,
I'm just going to look up some of the followers, because you can see who the followers are. Chester Cheetah, the official Twitter of the official spokes cheetah of Cheetos, also the only spokes cheetah of anything. Fuck you. Deadline Hollywood follows Chester Cheetah.
Well, that's
Bobby Moynihan follows Chester Cheetah. What are you doing, Bobby Moynihan?
Bobby Moynihan.
And then... all the other products, Lay's, Doritos, Pepsi, Funyuns, Burger King, Camping World, Klondike. It's just brands following other brands. And then it seems like...
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I'd be like, hey, follow us. We'll follow you. We'll do our thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But seems like a lot of bots. Does seem like a lot of bots.
That's That's what I think. I think it's just a lot of bots.
But I could, clearly I, clearly some real people also.
I don't know if there's real people.
Yeah. Well, that's annoying.
I
hate it.
You say there's real people, but I don't know if there's real people.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, Bobby Moynihan is Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Moynihan is clearly Bobby Moynihan. It's a verified account.
Is it really?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's fucking thinking. But get your shit together, Bobby Moynihan.
I think we got to talk to Bobby. I'm like, hey, bud.
I'll reach out. I'm happy to reach out.
Yeah, like.
Somebody needs to.
Yeah, because it feels like Saturday Night Live, you had a thing going there. That's a job that people like.
Yeah, you got some street cred. Right? You're on SNL, kid.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna turn what's your follow up act? You turn around and you follow Chester Cheetah on Twitter. That's the next project?
How is it possible to follow Chester Cheetah? Like, how does that happen? Like, what, like, don't you have to, like, you know me, I don't follow anybody ever or look at it ever. But if you did, I know that I follow the International Space Station with someone hanging over my shoulder going, you should follow them. That was the first follow.
Okay, great, fine.
And I was like, I was like, okay, but you have to punch something in. So Bobby Moynihan has to punch in a couple of things at Chester Cheetah.
He has to seek out Chester Cheetah.
Physical steps.
And yes. And then a finger has to push a button. And then Chester Cheetah's showing up in his feed. He's not going, at a certain point, he's realizing Chester Cheetah keeps showing up in the feed. He's not going, wait, what, did I accidentally follow Chester Cheetah?
Did I in a drunk swoon hit a couple of buttons?
Well, let me correct that right away. No.
Let me correct that right away and unfollow Chester Cheetah. It doesn't seem like that's, look, hey, Bobby, I know we're being hard on you, but if you look through what we're saying, we're trying to help you.
It's said with love, kid.
You're Bobby Moynihan and you're following Chester Cheetah and you can't do that. You just can't do that, Bobby. You know, if you walk home tonight and Michael and I are there with five or six other people sitting around in chairs, understand that what we're trying to do comes from love.
Yeah, I'm just stunned probably isn't too strong a term for how I'm feeling right now.
Uh-huh.
That's probably.
You're just knocked back on your.
Yeah, I mean, you think you know a guy. That's the thing.
Yeah, sure.
You think you know a guy.
The times we've had with Bobby, you know, just.
I've never even heard him mention Cheetos. Like, it's one thing, it would be one thing if we knew Bobby was like a Cheetos guy. If Bobby was like, I love fucking Cheetos. Everywhere I go, I'm bringing Cheetos. I'm having a good time with Cheetos. And it's like kind of fun. It's kind of his thing. Yeah. It's sort of
at the Halloween party. Yeah,
you know me. I'm doing Cheetos. Yeah. You know, and I'm handing out Cheetos to the kids while dressed as a Cheeto like that. Okay, great. Yes. Then you want Bobby to follow Chester Cheetah. Yeah. That's not Bobby. Exactly.
Sure. That's not Bobby.
I've never heard him mention Cheetos.
It's not the Bobby we know. Like, if you followed or I did, it'd be like, all right, look, they're greasing the wheel somehow. Somehow somebody's exchanging money and giving these guys money. It'd be explainable.
They're in the snack game.
We're making a good, you know, whatever they give us, like about 250,000, whatever.
Something like that.
Follow.
Yeah. I would think each. Guys. I mean, I'm not splitting that 250.
No. I understand. Okay. Like, you just, like, we each have our own sponsor. Mm-hmm. Like, what was our first thing? Cheetos. So you can imagine them like, okay, look, let's give these guys a couple million, you know, just to like, because they're snack guys. Bobby Moynihan isn't a snack guy. And if it was not done in a professional fashion, he'd have to be out there, like you say, trumpeting Cheetos all the time, which isn't Bobby.
That's not Bobby.
I've never heard him say, ah, man, maybe... Wouldn't it be great to have, instead of a side of fries, a side of Cheetos? Mm-hmm. If he was doing that every two or three days, I could see him.
Or after like a hot, sweaty, you know, pick up basketball game, he's like, oh man, I'm fucking thirsty. I could go for some Cheetos. Then you'd be like, all right, Bobby's
or
a Cheetos guy.
Like, if he was in Queensland and he was like, look, guys, let's go deep sea diving, all right? Because like we can get out there on the boat and just like, poof, hit the water and have some Cheetos. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, yeah, Bobby.
That makes sense.
Yeah, then you'd be like, okay, if you're doing that, that's one thing.
Yeah.
you know? But he's not. You know, he's not doing that. He's not like, you know, he's not like, guys, you know, Saturday Night Live has allowed me to get a few things. And one of the things I got was a pop-up car stand where you can, like, buy your own car and, like, your own, like, design your own, like, upscale vehicle. Like, you kind of, like, you know, customize a, you know, a Lamborghini or something. And what we have at the outside of that shop is Cheetos. Then you'd be like, yeah, Bobby, I see you got the Cheetos thing. You should follow Chester Cheetah. But that's not Bobby.
Nah, never has been, never will be. And yet he's out there like a chump following Chester Cheetah.
He's just out there like a chump.
Oh, God, it drives me crazy.
It drives me nuts.
All right, I'm opening them up.
The bag.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You open the Cheetos bag, you're getting that Cheetos smell right away.
Yeah.
That's just, it's unmistakably Cheetos.
Yeah.
There's other cheese products out there. You get
sure, there are.
But none of them smell quite like Cheetos. And you may think to yourself, oh, that's a good smell. Or you might be like me and be like, yeah, it kind of smells a little bit like baby puke.
Now that you say that, I'm glad you said it, because before I just was smelling cheese Cheetos. But I appreciate you saying that, because now I do smell that baby puke.
But we're so conditioned to think Cheetos that you kind of ignore the baby puke part of it.
Sure, because you're interested in eating some Cheetos, so you're not thinking about baby
puke. Well, you're not interested in eating baby puke, I hope.
No. So, that's not where you end up on that.
So I just grabbed a handful here, and I got about half a dozen or so Cheetos puffs. These are the puffed air ones. These are like if you took a Cheeto and you just, you know, you stick an air pump in there, you blew them up, and they'd get all puffy, and that's what you got right here.
Yep. Yeah. That's very well explained.
Bright orange, you know, you're getting, this is just classic Cheetos orange. I don't know.
We're not trying to pretend anything other than this is like a snack that's no good for you.
That's right. We're sort of saying, okay, yeah, it's cheese. Yeah, air quotes, very much air quotes. But it's Cheetos. It's Cheetos cheese.
Yeah. It allows it to be, you know, this, you know, nuclear orange. And they can get away with it because it's like, look, it's cheese, guys.
We all know what this is. We'll just call it cheese. You're going to call it cheese. The emperor has no clothes. Like, we get it. Like, everybody understands what's happening here with Cheetos and cheese.
Yeah.
And
we say cheese, and then we can all turn the other way.
That's right. And it's fine. That's a delusion we're all happy to engage with. Totally fine.
Yeah,
acceptable. No points lost for that. That's the brand right there.
Can you hear me all right?
It's freezing a little bit here and there, but Tom just went right in. Took a bite.
I just went. Well, I was holding it for so long. We were talking about it. I had to take a bite. It was right there.
And I tell you what Tom did, which I already know I'm not going to do. He put about half of it in his mouth, took a bite, then put the other half in. To me, this is like the perfect one bite.
It's like a mouth guard.
Well,
you put the mouth guard in. I didn't because it was like right in front of my face right there. Mm-hmm. But I know exactly what you're saying.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised.
Tell me why.
Because I really liked it. I took a bite. I really liked it. I wasn't expecting to really like it. It had a great crunch.
Yeah,
it had the Cheetos flavor, strong but not overpowering. It's got a great amount of salt, a little bit of tang.
Yeah,
you know that's your milk enzymes right there.
That's your milk enzymes.
And that's a satisfying little chip right there.
It's got a really good. My batch, I got really good powder along the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to get some powder. It's going to rub off on your fingers. You want that.
Yeah. Then you do. I'm doing already. I'm doing the finger lick right now. They depend on that. It's like, that's a signature part of the Cheeto eating is the finger lick.
I'm now three deep.
Yeah, same.
Trying to evaluate how I'm feeling about it. The initial flush of excitement is maybe gone. And I feel like after I finish my fourth or fifth, I'm probably going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably enough Cheetos puffs for me.
I have my fourth, and tried a little different. I just let it sit there in the mouth and let it sort of
let it dissolve,
get diluted by the saliva. And that was really pleasurable. I just finished it off. And I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. You're like 3-4 deep. You're like, yeah, pretty good.
I mean, this, I tell you right now, this isn't the kind of snack I'm going to go through a bag. I'm not going through a bag of Cheetos. I'm not going to put these away and then revisit them in 20 minutes and be like, it's, you know what? I need more Cheetos. Although that being said, I'm going into bag. I'm going into the bag and I'm getting another Cheeto.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to keep going.
I might have been lying to myself just then.
Well, you get into this thing where you're like, well, that's it. I'm not going to have any more. And then the bag is right here. Well, by the way, Cheetos, hats off to you. They don't skimp.
Mm-mm.
They're giving you your money's worth.
So I paid about $4.99 for this bag of Cheetos. Each bag... serving size is about 13 pieces. Now, I think I've had about 6 or 7, half the serving size. It felt like a full serving to me.
Sure, sure. I agree with that. I think I've had 6, and that feels like a full serving.
And it's about 8 servings per bag. But for me, because I'm 6'7", that's a serving to me. That's 16 servings per bag. Yeah, I'm getting my money's worth with the Cheetos.
You're getting served.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a guy, like, I'll go right back to podcast number one. I've never been a big Cheetos guy, you know? Cheetos for me have always been a second or third tier snack.
Interesting.
Just never got into them. Now, that being said, I was at the grocery store today, in the snack food aisle, the great snack food aisle of life, and I saw that they had Flamin' Hot Cheetos Puffs, and I thought, well, maybe that's something. But I thought, well, Tom doesn't, because I almost got him, and I said, well, Tom doesn't have them on his end, so I can't get them because he won't be prepared. But I am a little intrigued by the Flamin' Hot element, because the Flamin' Hot Cheeto has taken the world by storm these last few years.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Flaming Hot product has.
Yes.
Right? They've decided, hey, let's get these Pakis, let's get the Takis, let's get these, you know, like Ghost, whatever
ghost
they're
pepper,
called.
Yeah. But specifically, I feel like Flamin' Hot Cheetos has become a very hot, pun intended, item.
Agreed.
In the snack food game. And we can only ignore it for so long before we just have to buckle down and try them.
Well, maybe that's next week or a year from now. We definitely, 100% we have to, because We've hit the mainstays. We've hit the crunchy Cheeto to start. Now we've hit the puffs. We do have to go ahead and try the Flaming Hot, because that is a thing. It's of, like, we started the podcast talking about things that are of the moment. The Flaming Hot feels like it's of the moment. I am much more of a Cheeto guy than you, clearly.
Yeah.
And these ones, it's a very funny thing. They're always going to be in competition with one another. Because if you're going to pick a Cheetos bag, which Cheetos bag are you going to pick? You're probably not pulling both off the shelf.
Mm-mm.
And I think the viewers, and again, table, that's a decision that we've all sat there with. What are you in the mood for? And almost always, I think, one product, you feel superior to one product than the other. That's certainly how I feel.
Here's a thought that I have about the Cheeto conundrum, and something that I feel like I'm identifying for myself. One of the reasons I don't like the original Cheetos, the condensed, dehydrated Cheeto, is because if I eat, I don't know, what I feel like is a serving size, maybe more than a serving size, they start to make me feel sick.
Mm.
They're a little too greasy or something, a little too fried. The puffed Cheeto... Now, 7 deep, I feel just fine, because it's puff. It's more air. I feel like it's baked, or it's got less grease to it. I feel like I could and because they're bigger, I can eat fewer of them and feel sated. I think maybe I prefer the Cheetos puff. And believe me, coming into this podcast, I wouldn't have thought that would be my opinion, but that's why you play the game.
You got to play the game. And when you play the game, you got to play the game straight.
You got to
react to what you feel when you ingest a snack and just be honest about it. You got to play it straight. You don't play it straight.
What are you doing?
Gone.
What are you
you're
doing?
Out. You can't last. You'll never last. Nah. You got to play it straight.
Too many people have come into this game, tried to play it fast and loose. Where are they now?
Yeah.
You can't even find them in a phone book. I mean,
You can't even find a phone
book. That's the point.
And that's their fault
for
not playing it straight. All right, ratings.
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 All right. Let me just start by saying, Chester Cheetah, fuck you, you get a zero. But this isn't a podcast where we rate mascots, but just a special shout out to Chester Cheetah. Go fuck yourself, you fucking piece of shit. You get a zero.
Well, I'm gonna give Chester Cheetah a one. Because I feel sometimes if they see a zero, they think, wait, did they not vote? Was it wasn't punched in and like they didn't show up that day? So Chester Cheetah didn't get a vote. With the one, you clearly see, oh, we voted and you got about as low a score as I could give you, a one. So that's for you, Cheetah. You show up, you're on a cell phone, you're eating all the product. You think it's funny just to make a stupid, big, laughy face.
Yeah, and you're also just like so fucking arrogant. So full of yourself. Yeah, fuck you. At least with like the Trix Rabbit, you're like, the Trix Rabbit is just like out of control. But you feel like, all right, he's got a mental disorder. Like with Chester Cheetah, you feel like, no, there's nothing clinically wrong with him. He's just a spoiled little brat.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a rich kid or something who just feels entitled. And you're just like, get the fuck out of my face. You know, you went to the best schools. You went to, your parents got you into a good college. You know, you fucked around. You joined a frat. You got by the skin of your teeth. And now you're doing this thing. Go fuck yourself. You know, you're not adding anything. You're not contributing anything.
You skated on your grades. You're you're all about hedonism.
You're just me. Here's my Insta. Yeah. Here's my Twitter. Here's my Facebook. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
spend some. Just fucking go to an ashram. Spend some time thinking. You know, meditating.
What are you doing?
Go sit under a fucking Bodhi tree. You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, he should sit and shit under a Bodhi tree.
Fucking hell. And then Bobby Moynihan. We don't normally rate celebrities.
Yeah, but Bobby, I mean.
Fuck you, Bobby.
You brought it on yourself. Bobby, you brought it on yourself.
Four.
You come in here going like, guys, I've never said anything about Cheetos, but I'm following Chester Cheetah. Four, Bobby. Four. I got to give you a four, Bobby.
I hate to do it.
No, I don't want to. Hey, take Cheetos out of the equation. Eight.
Yeah, easy.
Eight. Easy.
Seven
eight.
And a half. Eight. No problem.
You're Bobby freaking Moynihan. You're an eight easy. You're a celebrity who's of the people. You're our kind of guy. And then you go and mess around with this. What are you doing?
Four.
What are you following? Bobby. Gosh darn it.
All right, Puffs.
Yeah, Puffs.
Let's get it.
So look, I'm gonna jump in.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for me. I'm more of a Cheetos guy than you. And I know what I'm gonna pull off. I'm gonna pull the other one off the aisle. It's in contrast to everything you said. You said like these are less dense, less heavy, and you know, there's more air in them, they're lighter, I don't feel sick to my stomach. I'm like, bring all that other stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine for me. I get more. The bag is heavier.
Mm-hmm.
I get more. I get sick to my stomach. Duh. I'm eating Cheetos. You know, I still get the cheesy thing. I like the puffs when the other guys aren't around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then will I eat the puffs? I'll eat the whole bag. You know.
Oh, you're going to eat the whole bag? You're going to finish this bag of puffs?
No, I won't. I get sick to my stomach. Yeah, I'll eat the whole bag. I don't want to eat the whole bag.
Right.
But it's right there. You know, I'll have like four, five and go like, that's good. And next thing I know, I'm licking the fingers and the bag is gone.
Wow.
Sure. 100%. Does that mean I like them? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
But they're Cheetos and I like the cheesy. I like licking the fingers. They keep me. That is one of the, in terms of fast food, degenerative, bad for you snacks, The Cheetos have it aced because I just keep coming back. That's what they want. I just keep coming back. I know there's no way I can justify it. The orange isn't cheese. The thing is salt. There's nothing on there that's good for me. And I keep coming back. And that's what one of those bad for you fast food type degenerative snacks, that's what they want. They just want people to keep coming back. And the Cheetos have that kind of addictive finger licking cheese, fake cheese powder that you kind of can't get enough of. If I have to choose between the denser, heavier ones, I'm going to. Heavier bag, more for my buck over the puffs. So the puffs, though, I will select. I'm not going to let the cheetah be involved in my rating. Cheetos puff 6.
Wow. I mean, this is fascinating to me. This is fascinating to me because for me, the Cheeto, the original Cheeto, the heavy, dense thing, as I've already said, I'm not a huge fan of. I like them when they're in the mix. You know, you get one of those Frito-Lay mixes with the pretzels and the Chex Mix, and they throw some Cheetos in there. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
I don't like that.
This isn't your time.
You're right. You're right. It's your time. It's not my time. This is what's going to happen with these stupid fascist governments. People start weighing in.
Yep.
When it's not their time. And they're like, no, this is how we do it now.
Now, next thing you know, they're getting thrown right into the Strait of Gibraltar. Everybody's fucked.
Yeah, and I don't know necessarily that that's where we're going. So give us a minute.
Give us a second.
To figure out where we're going to throw people.
Please, give us 1 minute. We just got here. Come on, guys.
This is your time. This is your time.
These fucking Cheetos, the dense ones... You know, I can't, you know. I can eat a couple of them. I'm like, it's enough. It's enough with the Cheetos. So then I'm thinking with the Puffs, I've never been a fan of Puffs. Like even when I was a kid, I was never a big fan of the Puffs. I was just like, I don't know. It's too airy. It's too something. It doesn't have enough substance to it. And now, so when I revisited Puffs today, I'm thinking I'm not going to like this. Then I open the bag. I take a whiff. I get that familiar baby puke smell. I'm feeling good. I take a puff and immediately I'm thinking, hey, not bad. Not bad, Cheetos Puffs. It's given me something that I wasn't expecting. It's more satisfying. It's got a crunch. I like the dissolve. I like the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's still not going to be a snack that I go to when I'm looking for a snack. It's just never going to be that. However, it's here. I'm not hating it. Mm-hmm. I went back for seconds.
Yeah.
You downgraded your Cheetos to a 6. I'm upgrading my Cheetos Puff 6. See you next week.
See you next week.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.